and make it your own. It's flexible, repeatable, and designed for results. No filler, no fluff. The best part? You don't need a fancy studio to get started. Most of the tools we'll use are either free or come with your DAW, Digital Audio Workstation. This book was designed to work with a basic setup, because what really matters is that you finish songs, not what gear you own. Here's all you'll need to follow along. A basic computer, Mac or PC. Logic Pro, preferred, but most DAWs like FL Studio or Ableton will work. Headphones or some decent speakers. That's it. No expensive plugins or studio monitors are required. Just a simple setup and an interest in producing music. What is a DAW? A DAW stands for Digital Audio Workstation. It's the software you use to produce music on your computer, where you record, edit, arrange, and mix your tracks. Think of it like your music studio in one program. Some of the most popular DAWs include Logic Pro X, used in this book, Ableton Live, FL Studio, Pro Tools, Cubase, Studio One. Final promise. If you follow along and actually apply what you learn, you won't just understand music production, you'll have a finished song of your own. Along the way, you'll discover how to remix, create mashups, and even how to get your music out into the world. Whether that means releasing independently, getting signed, or performing live. This is the full creative cycle, from blank screen to final bounce. Let's get started. Chapter 1. Get inspired. Watch the full walkthrough video at the link https://youtu.be/0czv-nc0vpdm. What you'll learn in this chapter. A real method for finding musical inspiration in under 10 minutes. How to shift your mindset and stop overthinking. How to build a playlist of reference tracks that guide your sound. Why this method works. Inspiration isn't something you wait for. It's something you set up. By focusing on how you feel and locking into a sound early, you shortcut the overwhelm and create momentum fast. Find your spark. When it comes to music production, getting started is the part that stops most people. You open your DAW, maybe flick through a few sounds, and suddenly feel stuck. What am I even trying to make? Where do I begin? That blank session can be overwhelming, especially when you're new or out of practice. There are too many choices, no clear direction, and pressure to be perfect from the first sound. This chapter flips that. Instead of chasing inspiration, you learn how to catch it. By following your mood and locking into a sound, you will create momentum, and momentum is everything. Starting a song doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, it can be easy if you know where to look for that first spark. In this chapter, I'll quickly walk you through how I find inspiration and shape it into a direction I can build from. You'll see how I go from having no idea to a clear starting point, using a simple process that works every time. Let's start with the first step. Instead of asking, "What should I make?" ask, "What am I feeling right now?" Knowing what you like will make it easier than trying to be something else. For me, I've locked into a sound that works. Melodic house. First of all, I like it. It's versatile, I can chill to it, DJ with it, write to it, and even train with it. That's a massive time saver, because every decision gets easier once you know what vibe you're aiming for. No more second-guessing sounds and structures. Yes, choosing a genre gives you creative constraints, but those constraints free you to actually create. If you don't have a go-to genre yet, don't worry. Your only job is to follow your curiosity. Here's a guideline on how to do that.